Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
I have talked about crone energy before, and I will link to that video, but let's discuss a different energy today. Let's discuss the maiden energy. And again, we're not gendering this. We're not trying to make this pure or anything like that, all right? You think about this the way you want to think about it. But when I think of maiden energy, or maybe something that's more fair is childlike energy, is basically this playful, this excitable young being. This one that is will explore anything, you know, kind of get into trouble actually sometimes. If you have any kids in your life, you might know this to be the case. So let's think, I've got some digital notes behind me. That's one bonus to doing it actually in my office. But basically another thing I love about the young energy, depending upon what the young person is like or the young critter, is sometimes they really bounce back. They have this resilience that is fucking outstanding. It's amazing. And so there's also something we should discuss, temper tantrums. They have those, we have those. So let's talk about this now, but using maiden energy in your business, or if you're in that job to business like zone or transition, this works too. Okay. So number one, you have to bring play into business. I know there's some folks out there that say business is just business. I don't like that. I don't agree with that. That's just where I stand, because business is so much more, right? And it's also unique to you. So we'll get that one out of the way. All right. Another thing is harnessing your excitement. This happens when, well, we feel trepidation sometimes too, when we do a new offer or a new launch or something like that. But when that excitement is there, live it, love it, embrace it. Because if we're always just doing business as business and that excitement isn't there, or we like push it down because we're trying to be serious all the time, that just doesn't feel good, right? And it doesn't work very well, in my opinion, okay? Because we have to have the whole spectrum of feelings here in this business process, in this business journey, okay? Another thing is get muddy. Kids, critters, young beings, they get muddy all the time. They play in that shit. I own dogs. It's amazing what dogs wanna do. I know, for my cat friends, y'all are like, ew. So get muddy. Business is muddy. There are times, I'm talking about this with a fellow business owner right now, also a client. She and I are talking right now. Sometimes this is a phase of mud where you're slogging through, where kids, like, they plan it, they're rolling it, sometimes they eat it, all this stuff. I'm not saying just don't feel the feelings as a business owner, but maybe we just gotta get muddy. Maybe we just gotta break out, you know, for lack of better phrasing, the four-wheeler and just get into it and experience it, because it's not going away in certain stages or chapters of a business or a certain project or something that you're working on in an administrative fashion. Okay, make sense? All right, another one. When you're feeling aloof, you know when kids are like, I don't wanna, and they are done, they're tapped out. Sometimes you see them at the market like that, maybe when you're traveling or just at home. You know, they just want their blankie. Okay. There are times in business we all just want our blankie, okay, or our stuffed animal or our familiar or the dog or the kitty or I don't know, the ferret that just holds us and lets us feel, you know, that everything's going to be okay. Honor that in you as you do your business journey, because kids try to honor that too. When they want to nap, man, they just nap. Have you seen a kid in a car seat? Holy shit. The flexibility, chef's kiss. It's amazing. So when you're feeling aloof, give yourself some time for that. Don't just like charge forward. I've done that before. That's why I can tell you now. Okay. Lastly, those temper tantrums, they're a real thing. They're a real thing. So honor your temper tantrums. When the thing doesn't work the way you thought it was, when you're just like, what the fuck am I doing? Or just as much as we allow those times of excitement, allow the times of the low or the, you know, the freak out or the meltdown. Allow the tears to come, or however you have temper tantrums, okay? Those are real. We always keep talking about it here at FSW, and we have to honor that, okay? Because it's not always just rainbows out there in the business journey, or if you're transitioning, or if you're overlapping like I have, okay? So that's what I want to talk about today. And next time you see a little critter, kid thing playing in the mud, Maybe see how you could do it in your business. Next time you see a meltdown, maybe allow yourself to have a meltdown. Next time you see that excited play or you feel it inside because you fucking wrote copy like a boss, so to speak. I don't mean bitch boss. That's not where we're at here. What I mean is you feel good in it and you feel aligned and you feel alive in it. Honor that. Honor that. Okay. Have a great week ahead. You're amazing. Don't forget it. And I will talk to you soon.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under 40 bucks and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.